You could see it over the past few years, just growing from a small section of the comic book library. It used to be a lot of, you know, Batman, Superman, Avengers, which is still really popular because the movies are still popular. But the manga has just increased. And as the popular series like Naruto, Bleach, One Piece, they're into their 70th, 80th volumes. You know, a lot of shelf space is dedicated to these things.
A lot of people these days may be impressed to know that teen readers are sticking with something through over 50 volumes of material. Mm-hmm. What kind of dedication do you see out of some of your most eager manga readers?
They are the ones that when the new one comes out, they're there on, they reserve the new volume when it comes out. I know some kids that'll read like the spoilers to the new chapters in Japan when they come out.
Jennifer, what do you think the readership is finding in these tales that is keeping them so hooked?
That's a great question. I think it's really the love of the story. And that's something that people don't often think about when they think about these types of books. Learning to love the characters, imagining yourself being part of the story. Fan fiction and fan art is a huge component of this. People really wanting to participate in the story in a way that I think we didn't see, you know, maybe 50 years ago. People really want to be involved in the characters' lives. They want to be involved in the story. And so that will keep them going through the 50, 60, 70, 80 volumes. And I think it's fantastic.
Well, most of our listeners are going to be able to identify with what James said about Western comic books like The Avengers, mm-hmm. where things center around a central heroic character. Mm-hmm. But that's not always the way it is with manga. Tell me about some of the genres that it crosses into.
Manga is more of an art form, so it will go into any genre you can think of. Any type of story that you love, there's a manga for it. If you like the giant swords, if you like action, if you like adventure, if you like romance, there's going to be something for you. And the great thing is that it really goes through all age groups as well. So there's manga for kids and for teens and for adults. And that, I think, is something that people really like about it, too. It's inclusive, and people really can find whatever they want to read, and they can discover new things, too, in an art form that they enjoy.
They've adapted a lot of Shakespeare works into manga. So kids that might not be interested in, you know, reading the old English-style Shakespeare could read this graphic novel and still get the story. Maybe it'll get them more interested in reading the real one. Ones that I try to push at the library, there's ones, manga books that'll teach you calculus, that'll teach you algebra. They do a story format around the math concepts, around the science concepts, so it's a little more engaging for the teens.
Well, people would say that that's been tried before in Western comics to not any great event, so how is it that manga is able to do it and keep the attention of the reader?
There's a lot of quirkiness in manga. At least the calculus one is a lot of slapstick. They'll throw some romance in there. So you get engaged with these characters they created basically to push the calculus. But then you get engaged with their story as well. I just thought it was a really fascinating thing.
How does Manga Mania explore this fascination that local kids are having with this form?
Well, actually, that passion, that excitement is where this whole idea got started, because we noticed at all of our libraries how much the teens loved the manga and how eager they were to check it out. And so we thought, you know, why not build on that excitement? So when we were thinking of what kind of summer programs we could do, that's what came to mind. When you love manga, when you love that type of story, you also love coming together with people who love the same things that you do. So it was just very natural to start to put together authors and drawing workshops and anime viewing. And before we knew it, we had a program that was a huge success.
At Manga Mania, my favorite part of it is the cosplay aspect. That's when people either show up to the event dressed up like their favorite character or create pieces of costume, create swords, create, you know, cloaks, create amulets at the event to show off their favorite characters. The teens are really supportive of each other. They'll help each other, you know, like, oh, that character's so cool, but, you know, you need more, like, red flair on that. And they'll really get into it. They'll really show each other, like, how to create the best costume. They'll give each other, you know, a standing ovation for a great costume. It's really good to see.
It seems like there's a dedication on the part of a lot of fans to learn more about Japanese culture. And it seems like this might partly be driven by the more you know about Japanese culture, the more you can understand and follow what's going on in the comics.
That's an excitement that we're really trying to build on. We have a lot of library programs that support That kind of love of learning, at all ages, but especially for teens, for learning Japanese language, we're going to be featuring one of our online services, which is called Mango, where you can learn Japanese, and it's really a fun program, and it's completely free with your library card, so it's a great resource. We'll be featuring Freegle, which is an online service we have for music downloads. So you can download 3 songs a week for free with your library card, and you can learn about J-pop, you can learn about K-pop, any kind of music that you'd want, you can have for free. We're also bringing in this year something new. We're bringing in Japanese cultural groups to talk about Japanese language and what that looks like. We're going to be talking about Japanese food, cute food. Japanese love cute food, and I love it too. I mean, you can get eggs, hard-boiled eggs that look like newly hatched chicks. It's adorable. And so looking at these things is really the fun part of it, and you learn so much, and the more you learn, the more you love it.
J-pop is essentially Japanese pop. One of my coworkers is putting together a little handout J-pop CD to give. So in the back room of our library, we've heard a lot of like really frenetic, high-paced J-pop lately. And it'll be exciting to do these giveaways. It'll be exciting for everyone else to experience J-pop if you've never heard it before. They all have like really bizarre English names like Go Go Power with 4 exclamation marks and, you know, 2 stars behind it. It's really cool.
And the love of exclamation marks is why we do have 2 exclamation points in Manga Mania.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
That's keeping up the Japanese tradition.
So tell us where and when the event's going to be held this year.
This year we're partnering with Pima Community College downtown campus. That's going to be at 1255 North Stone, which is the corner of Speedway and Stone. It's going to be Saturday, July 27th from 2 to 6. And it's completely free. Just come on by and we'll get you in.
James, words of encouragement to young readers and teens who are being forced to listen to public radio right now by their parents.
There is plenty of great stuff to read at the library. No matter your interest, we can find a book for you. We're friendly people at the library. Just come talk to us. We'll help you out.
Well, share with our listeners one more synopsis. Give us an idea of a manga that you really like.
Well, I'm a librarian, so one of my favorites is Library Wars, which is set in a world where the government is trying to keep you from reading what you want. And so the librarians step up to battle on your behalf. And I just think that's so much fun because a lot of people don't realize that that's what librarians do every day. I mean, we fight to protect your right to privacy, and we fight to protect you against censorship, and we fight to protect your right to read. A lot of people don't realize that, but that is what we do, and that's why I love my job.
Sometimes art imitates life.